Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to try some random topics. You can choose serious or silly. Sometimes the serious ones are sillier. Sometimes the serious ones come from these cards. The silly ones come from Answer the Internet from Barstool Sports.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
How about your first? Choose serious or silly. Random topics. Here we go.
Well, let's start silly.
What's the weirdest thing you've said to a person during sex?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know mine.
I don't know, but I do like occasionally just saying something really out of left field. So I couldn't tell you like a specific that like I know I said one, but it would be something like, hey, just so you know, Corvettes are my favorite cars.
Ooh.
Or, and then she turned into the Gobi Desert.
Yeah.
Just
no,
dry.
No, you can't like that's not you would never do that on like a first time. That's like oh you're into it for a while.
Oh, when you're okay disappointing someone.
Yeah, when you're just, you know, cuz you I know how if I know my partner's well enough to know how I can make them laugh and you know.
We're pretty jokey at our house.
Yeah, you know, it's especially if it's like the whole, you know, I mean, you're making like what we were talking about yesterday where it's harder and baby and all this. And then you just say something really outrageous like, I have to remember to mow the lawn later, you know.
Excuse me, Lady Hot Wings, would you like me to mow your lawn later? I'll make that baby purr like a Corvette the thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steve? When I asked Hot Wings, you said, oh, I know mine. Yeah, what's the weirdest thing you've said?
Is that you or the cat?
What was the answer?
It was the cat.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
What did the cat touch?
The cat, it was feet. Like, the cat jumped up and landed on our feet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
That could have been a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been. All right, Kelly.
Yep.
When last you expected it, you were surprised by that pussy.
Mm-hmm. Cat.
Cat.
Pussy on
cat.
Your feet.
Yeah, right. Pussy. Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird place for it.
Mm-hmm. Serious or silly, Kelly?
Let's do silly.
Is flossing in public okay?
No. Oh, that's so gross. That's so gross. I think if you've got like a toothpick and, you know, like right after you've eaten and you're getting something out, I can be fine with that. But if you're pulling out floss or one of the little floss sticks or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're legitimately going to town like how you should to floss.
Yeah.
That's so gross. I don't even want to hear it.
No. And I think any type of grooming in public is weird. I mean, unless you're just like fixing your hair, but cutting fingernails or like any of that, they're all routine things that we all do that aren't inherently gross, but doing them in public is gross.
Let's try it next week to try to take away the stigma. We'll all bring in floss.
I have floss here right now.
And during the first commercial break of our 7 o'clock hour, we'll all whip out the floss and floss at the mostly round table.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good for my dental health if it was a team exercise.
Yeah, and then we should all have to smell and taste and figure out who's who.
Tommy, blindfolded, has to figure out whose teeth are gunkiest.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense, yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Serious or silly?
Silly.
If you were to transform into any black guy or girl, who would you pick? That's what it says.
Have to be somebody, probably somebody like LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd like to be over 6 feet?
I would love to be, it would be
He's
cool.
Literally a foot taller than you.
It would be cool to experience how it is to be, tall and muscular and a professional athlete, a superstar, a billionaire.
It wouldn't be bad, would it?
Yeah.
No.
For a little bit.
Nope.
It'd be all right.
It'd be pretty awesome.
Mate, you ready?
Yep.
Serious or silly?
Silly.
Were you trying to see the cards?
No, I'm trying to think.
Are you a cheater?
We're on a silly streak, but I'm going to keep it going.
Okay. I didn't change this. You see what's here, right? You didn't see me change it.
Yep.
Is it okay to stay in contact with your ex's family after breaking up?
I guess that, like Hot Wings would say, it depends. Like if you were close in age maybe to their sister or something and you kept in contact with them, I think that's fine because you developed a friendship over the years. But as far as staying in regular contact with their parents or something like that. No, that's not okay.
Friendly. And like you would with a former coworker you don't see very often. Hey, how you going? I saw that you had a grandbaby. Congratulations.
Now, I have every one of my ex-boyfriend's moms still on my Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Because I want them to know how great I'm doing without their son. I want her to on my Facebook and be like, oh my gosh, honey, you remember Maitland? Like, she's off doing this, this, and this. What are you doing, you dirtball?
That's a great idea. If you're doing well, and you are.
It makes me feel fantastic.
Anybody else do that?
No.
But don't you? I mean, it's not a bad idea.
No, I mean, well, part of it is because I'm in a slightly different age bracket. So, you know, like.
Yeah, all your girls' moms are dead.
Yeah, they're all either dead or they don't have Facebook. Like, they don't know what it is. So it doesn't really matter. What difference does it make?
Moms are dead.
I'm being serious or silly. Oh, it's already 12 after? I don't want to stop doing this.
I'll go serious. Go serious, sure.
What's the biggest myth about sex that you've had to personally dispel? That's what it says. I don't know.
The biggest myth that I've had to, like, put the kibosh on while I'm with somebody?
Or maybe it was a myth you believed. You used to talk about butt preggers all the time.
Yes, I did, always. The biggest myth about... No, I don't know. I was always very knowledgeable about sex. From an early age.
You weren't? So give us one.
I wasn't. No, I mean, I was... Honestly, the biggest one that I had to dispel is I did understand the difference between men and women when I was very young. I had sisters and I had, like, neighbors that were older kids, so I knew that the parts were different. But when I found out that the parts went together like a puzzle,
yeah,
I did not believe it for like 3 years.
What did you?
I think it was
there
just a lie.
No way.
That's a joke. That
just slid in there like a hot dog
that's
and rested
that's
between.
Nonsense.
I thought there was a tube that came out of the woman.
Yeah, I didn't know how it
like
worked.
Like a gas pump.
Really? Like Avatar?
That's
like
so when, cute.
Kind like, of. Like the woman would like, I don't know, plug her nose and go. Like and then a tube would shoot out. And then the guy would put his tube inside the other tube, like docking.
Like when fighter jets are refueling midair.
That's what I didn't know that was a thing then. Yeah, okay. But that's what I imagined. Like I was young, like 17.
Now you know if that happens in real life, it's just because they sneezed too hard.
Yeah,
it prolapsed.
Kelly's like, I prolapsed again.
Oh, no, my insides are outside.
I sat on a pool drain.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.